Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We have a few prospects heating back up. Let's break them down next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, June 11th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And who are those prospects heating back up? Alex Kirilloff with the Minnesota Twins and Jared Kelenic with the Seattle Mariners. Scott, what are those guys up to?
They are doing some big things, especially Kirilloff. He's the one I'm more excited about because, well, I've liked him all along, and he hasn't been the same since hurting his wrist early in his rookie season, tried playing through it, eventually had to have surgery. We thought he was past it, but then he showed up this year and was still having problems with the wrist, spent some time on the IL, went back to AAA, was hitting just singles at first, but suddenly the power has just exploded for him. He had a span where he hit 4 home runs in 3 days, and the numbers at AAA look awesome. Not only that, but he's walking a ton, which is something we've never seen from Kirilloff at any level. So I think he's back to being as much as anybody, any minor leaguer is stashable in your league. I think Kirilloff is near the top of that list for me again, and hopefully we'll see him soon for the Twins. Kelenic's been hot too. The plate discipline's been pretty bad though, but the Mariners, after, you know, obviously Machaniger's already on the IL. Kyle Lewis recently got put on the IL, and it sounds like he's going to be a while. So it seems like the Mariners could use Kelenic if he's able to keep this going.
All right, let's get into the 5 prospects on the verge. Vinny Pasquantino with the Royals, Riley Green with the Tigers, O'Neill Cruz with the Pirates, Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, and Jaron Duran with the Red Sox. And Enrique Hernandez recently went on the IL, Scott, for the Red Sox, so maybe Duran gets another shot.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, he probably deserved a shot over Enrique Hernandez anyway. And I thought it was telling that when the Red Sox called up Jaron Duran last week for just 2 days because Jackie Bradley was on paternity leave, they batted him leadoff. They batted Duran leadoff both of those days. Like, unless you're Tony La Russa in the year of our Lord 2022, you're not batting a bad batter leadoff. You know, like, they must believe in Duran's bat and believe he would upgrade the lineup. So there are several places he could fit, and hopefully next time he'll stick around for good. I don't think it's a crazy high ceiling for Duran. You know, he tried tapping into his power more last year. It didn't really work out, so he's gone back to being more of a line drive batting average guy who steals a lot of bases. But there's value in that, especially if he's going to bat leadoff for the Red Sox. So I think he's among the stashables here. The other 4, not much has changed since we last convened. Vinny Pasquantino has cooled off a bit while Carlos Santana has heated up in the majors. But I still think we'll see Pasquantino before the end of the month. And the same goes for Riley Green. Not as sure for O'Neill Cruz and Miguel Vargas, but Cruz has been performing better of late. And Vargas, you know, obviously Edwin Rios is out for the Dodgers, so there isn't as much cushion if Max Muncy continues to struggle. Muncy just came off the IL though and had a great game, so that might complicate Miguel Vargas's path.
All right, some prospects on the periphery, 5 of them. These are some prospects who are doing something as of late. And Brandon Fatt, the starting pitcher with the Diamondbacks. Gavin Williams, starting pitcher with the Guardians. Ellie De La Cruz, third baseman with the Reds. Gavin Stone, a starting pitcher with the Dodgers. And Emmanuel Valdez, a second baseman with the Astros. What's going on with these, Scott?
Brandon Fatt, I'll point out, is Fatt with a P. Yeah. But not a PH, a PF. And 2 A's and a D and a T. In case you were confused about that. Anyway, He looks like the Diamondbacks' best pitching prospect. He's kind of pulled away from Blake Walston and Ryan Nelson and Dre Jameson. He has an incredible strikeout to walk rate. The ERA is kind of high at Double A, but it's Double A El Paso. It's a tough place for pitchers. So you give him a pass for that. I think we could see Brandon Pfaadt before the end of the year. Gavin Williams and Ellie De La Cruz are two prospects surging up the rankings, probably going to be top 50 next year, if not even higher. Williams especially is a pitcher for the Guardians, throws 100 miles per hour, 6'6", so he's got a big reach that makes it look even faster. And he has just been untouchable. 140 ERA, recently got promoted to Double A, looking like another stud pitching prospect for the Guardians. Ellie De La Cruz it's a volatile profile, bad plate discipline, but a lot of power, a lot of speed. He could be like a new O'Neill Cruz if he's able to put it together. And so far at high A, he's done just that. Gavin Stone and Manuel Valdez, both very interesting. They might have the best numbers of any pitcher and hitter in the minor leagues this year. Stone for the Dodgers. Just the strikeout to walk ratio is incredible. And in Manuel Valdez of the Astros, he's been getting on base a ton, hitting for power. He's 5'9", and he also doesn't fit anywhere defensively. He's kind of like Jose Miranda. And we think maybe that's why he got overlooked with the big production in the minors last year. Valdez feels like he could be another example of that.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.